It's time for Arts News Coronavirus Stay-at-Home Edition on KSMU, supported by Don Wessel Honda at 3520 South Campbell. Don Wessel Honda, a supporter of all arts, which makes Springfield a better place to live. I'm Randy Stewart. This morning you'll hear from local musician and educator and host of KSMU's Beneath the Surface program on Wednesday nights, Eddie Gamusio. Every August, Eddie organizes a live music festival in Springfield, the Queen City Shout, featuring area musicians and raising money for local nonprofits. During the current stay-at-home coronavirus order, of course, nobody's able to perform live or go out to live venues to hear music. One of Eddie's friends shared a Facebook link with him that gave him an idea.
The idea really came from a friend of mine here locally. His name is Eddie Flores. He shared with me a link on Facebook of a group in Reading, Pennsylvania that was doing this. And they had started probably about a week before I started the Queen City Shout one. I looked at it, and it was just kind of a light bulb moment where I thought, hey, this would be cool to do here. The group in Reading, Pennsylvania was basically promoting artists in Reading and Allentown and areas around there in PA. And so I thought, well, we'll do the same for the Midwest and for the Ozarks more specifically.
Eddie sent out a mass email to artists who had played in the live downtown Queen City Shout over the years, inviting them to sign up for nightly online open mic sessions.
And honestly, Randy, I mean, even though I was super excited about the idea, I thought, okay, we'll have a group of about 200 people on this thing. They'll play off and on, and that'll be that. But we started it on a Thursday, and by that Friday night, we had close to 1,200 people in the group, and it's been a week now, and we're at about 4,500 people in the group.
Those aren't all performing musicians, of course.
I would say it's mostly music fans, and really, as far as talking about, you know, other than taking the idea from this Reading group, for me, somewhat the same as Queen City Shout, the idea really is to, because of the times we're in right now, is to keep that sense of community and to keep that sense of connectivity, because I know a lot of people are feeling anxious, they're stir-crazy, they're feeling like they're all cooped up. And so it was the same reason why the group in Reading did theirs. It was a way to offer the community and the public something to sort of get their mind off of things and entertain themselves. And so we've been running this every night. April 1st will be day 12 that we've been running this straight through, and it goes from 5 p.m., to 11 p.m. every night. There's 30-minute slots, and people aren't posting videos. They're actually, it's like a legit virtual open mic.
They're uploading live, in other words.
Yeah. They go into the group, and they click the live button, and they are performing for you from their home. Some artists have a PA that they're using. Some are literally just sitting there on the couch with their vocal and their acoustic guitar. We've had families showcasing on there, like mom and dad and the kiddos, all playing different instruments. And, I mean, as far as genres, I mean, it's been everything from bluegrass to folk and country to singer-songwriter to indie alternative, very much in the same style of, you know, what Queen City Shout was trying to do with its yearly festival that we do in August. Yeah, it's all live, and, you know, there's a bit of a learning curve. I think a lot of artists even made the comment when they go live, they're like, wow, I'm more nervous doing this than I am when I'm on stage. I think because of just the immediacy of, like, when you go live, like, you are literally going out to the, you know, the World Wide Web. I mean, on Facebook, obviously, but within that realm of it. So it's live music every night from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And so some folks watch it on their phone. Some folks stream it on their laptops. I've had people send me pictures of them sitting on a couch with their family or their significant other watching it on their TV. So if they have the Facebook app or if they have a way of streaming it onto their TV, they can watch the live events on their television.
Now, you're going to continue this how long?
Well, people get tired of it. We'll go 5 to 11 p.m. every night and just post the sign-up sheet the night before, and it's pretty straightforward. If there's any artists out there that are interested, you know, you just go and you join the Facebook group. It's open to the public, so it's free. The keyword is Queen City Shout, quarantine open mic.
For artists who want to play live on Eddie's Facebook group, he posts a sign-up sheet at noon every day for the following night. You sign up today to play tomorrow night, in other words.
So it's up in the announcements section of the page. There's a section on the group page that says announcements. And then in the comments section, the artist would just say, hey, could I play at 6:30? And before you know it, the sign-up sheet is populated.
Like all of us, Eddie Gamusio hopes we can get beyond social distancing sometime soon, but he would like to keep the online open mic concept going in some form or another. Again, it's Queen City Shout Quarantine Open Mic on Facebook, and it's live from 5 to 11 p.m. every night. Support for Arts News on KSMU comes from Don Wessel Honda at 3520 South Campbell. Don Wessel Honda, a supporter of all arts, which makes Springfield a better place to live. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.